Hi, I'm Nick. I'm 17. Once, on a Friday, while many people were out making real acquaintances in nightclubs, I wasn't able to meet somebody, even virtually. I lay on the couch in my room and went to site after site, wherever I had a profile, but there was not a single message for me on any of them. It was too early for sleep, but then, suddenly, I had an idea. I created a new profile, but instead of my own photos, I used those of strangers. I randomly had come across the profile of a rich man a couple of days before. On his page, there was nothing but cool cars, yachts, helicopters, and his attractive, toned body to go with his good looks. I borrowed his pictures, a couple of powerful phrases, and it worked. I immediately started getting attention. I scrolled through the profiles of these girls, and I noticed several, well, very nice ones. But then one photo stopped me dead in my tracks. It was my mom. Except, here her name was not Mrs. Judith Krember, but J-Hot-35. Those numbers on the end were definitely not her age. It was our house number. It's where I live. Where my mom and dad live, who just celebrated their 20th wedding anniversary that same year. My hands were shaking and my breath even became short as I opened her profile and saw some quite revealing photos. Mom makes dinner in an apron, gets out of the shower with a towel on her head, goes to work in a skirt that hangs below her knees, and a loose jacket. I'm used to all of that. But to see her in almost underwear with her mouth open while unabashedly posing for the camera? It was too much! I put down the phone and went outside to calm down a bit. Then, when I came back in, out of curiosity, I gave her a mutual like. A minute later, she messaged me. "Hi, I'm Judy. What are you doing tomorrow?" Do you know what thought struck me then? That we were only 5 meters away from each other. Only 2 doors in a small hallway separated us. And Dad was quietly watching television on the first floor. On this ordinary Friday night, Mom was calmly writing to a stranger. I had to find out what she was prepared to do. "I'm considering freeing up an evening for you," I replied. "And how can I help make your decision easier?" she answered. I was afraid to imagine, let alone read or see what proposals she was ready to suggest. So instead, I asked if she was free on Saturday. Some more back and forth came down to the fact that yes, she was absolutely free, there were no conflicts with meeting, and she really wanted to meet me the next day. Not knowing whether she was serious or just had found a way to have fun and add some spice to her relationship with my dad. I set up a date for us in a cafe for the following day at 7 p.m. "Deal. And please free up your whole evening, because after dinner, I can stay with you." I couldn't say anything back to this message, because I felt sick to my stomach. I didn't sleep all night and thought about how my mother and her secret life under the nickname J-Hot-35. The entire next day, I was nervously awaiting this date. I left the house 2 hours early to make sure I found a good place to observe. After all, if she did come, which I strongly doubted, I would have to watch her from afar and go unnoticed. It was already 7:15 p.m., and for the first time that day, I breathed a sigh of relief. She had not come, which meant that she was only doing it for fun. I knew it! But then, I turned my attention to a woman in high heels and with a plunging neckline on her dress. Red lipstick, starkly outlined eyes. Mom never looked like that. And yet, it was her. She obviously came not only for the sake of a harmless dinner. While I was standing in front of the entrance, hiding behind a car parked nearby, I got a message on my fake profile. "I'm here. Where are you?" I was racing home at full speed, filled with embarrassment and resentment. For myself, for Dad, and even for her. After all, she always talked so much about self-respect. I was still sitting in my room, staring off into space, when my father called me to the table. For dinner, Dad had cooked a turkey because Mom needed a break too, he explained to me. She just smiled in her usual robe and with a natural shade of lipstick on her lips, except her eyeliner was a reminder of her treacherous failed date. The turkey seemed tasteless to me, and I think I lost my appetite for a long time. After all, after what I learned about my mother, I can't pretend that nothing happened. Is it right to hide what my mom is doing for my dad? If I tell him everything, our family will fall apart. What should I do? What would you do?